Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
You know what? The right guy at the right time has just pulled up. And we're actually scheduled to interview him. So you know what? We'll bring him on for not only some football talk, but the reason he's really here. Let's just bring him on first because he's pal of the show. Ratty Daddy's
What's up, friends?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. We're talking about the dog walking of the Patrick Mahomes to the Kansas City Chiefs last night. That game. Whew. Hey. When Patrick Mahomes threw that first TD pass to Xavier Worthy, it was like Chris Paul hitting that three, down by 48. Legendary moment. And it's typical. Everybody hates greatness. So everybody's here to shit it on the Chiefs and everything else. Trust me, it's a longtime Colts fan. Any New Englander could get it, you know? All right, any Patriots fan, we fight them on sight. But honestly, last night I was just hoping for a competitive game without any like referee like controversy or whatever, and especially with that first flag of the game where I get hands to the face. Like, that was my only like internal reasoning for it, but I was like, all right, it's gonna be a long strap in, it's gonna be a long night. And it turned out completely different. Cooper DeJean, pick six. Hey, pile driver, I agree with you. It didn't look so great last night. Sometimes people just, they don't show up, and you know?
The first flag, it was like, oh yeah, here we go. And then they immediately evened it out on the next drive that the Chiefs had calling, or no, the Eagles had calling that pass interference on third down. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, that's a give back.
That's a, you know what? Roger said, no shit tonight. Yeah. All right.
And then, I mean, then the referees didn't have a chance to influence the game because the Eagles just stomped them the entire time.
Absolutely. My favorite is everybody thought it was run, and they just threw the dart, like the dagger.
Oh, yeah, the dagger. Oh, look at Cole's
there. Oh, now he's back.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. Y'all froze on my end. I got so scared. I was like, what happened? No, they threw that dagger at the end, and I thought it was awesome, you know, just to pull one up, especially when they're thinking run. It was a good game. Joel, how you been, brother?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to see your face again.
Good to see you, man. It's been a while.
I just got a message from our anonymous general manager on the show saying, I love it when Cole shows up looking like he's at a rave at 10:15 in the morning. You have them lights flashing and everything's blurry.
I swear I set them to blue, and now they're just going crazy. So
let me set this up.
I have some early morning Rocket League to play. Come on.
This weekend is the JCW Jersey J-Cup two-night event. In the past, we've done a lot of promotion for the J-Cup. We had a lot of guests last year. 2 years ago, before we were doing this show, I interviewed a ton of guests. Orange Crush is very, very kind and sets a lot of the stuff. And so we're scheduled to have a bunch of different guests this week for everybody. I'm not gonna say who because I did that last time and then stuff got rearranged and I don't like promoting until they show up. The funniest part though is I was like, yeah, can we just get like anybody, just toss out there? And he's like, how about Cole on Monday? I was like, does Cole know what show he's doing? Does he know what show he's about to come on? Because
you know,
Cole always comes on this show. And then this morning you were scheduled to be here at like 11. And then this morning, you're like, can we do 10:15? I got something to do at 11.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this guy already, this guy.
Okay, dude. To be fair, Adam was like, hey, you know, anytime during this week, you know, when can you do it? I was like, Monday through Thursday, you know, let me know. And so then you guys said, like, you know, 10 to 12. And so I was like, okay, sweet. You know, Jeremy will send me a message. Joel, you know, that's what a friend would do, was, you know, send a message.
I am putting a giant group and so, with everybody. So wait,
you know, like, I would thought, you know, you'd be like, hey, Cole, it's your pal Jeremy. You know, what time would work best for you? You know, you said, you're showing up at this time, bitch.
That's not true at all. This is what Orange Crush gave me. He's like, Cole can do this time. So I was like, here's the times I was given. So here's what I have laid out.
No, man.
Did you boss up Ratty Daddy? Did you tell him what time he's showing up and when? What are you doing here? Jeremy, you're much better than this.
Come on, Jeremy.
I'm trying to bully Cole. Oh,
I don't think it's trying. Come on, Rich. Get better.
Caesars Sportsbook is the only sportsbook app with Caesars Rewards. That means win or lose, every bet you place brings you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays at over 50 iconic destinations, bonus bets in the app, dining experiences, shopping, game tickets, and more. So download the app using promo code RADIODYW, place your first bet of $1 or more for a chance to double your winnings on your next 10 bets. Get started with amazing features like live same-game parlays or Parlay Builder, which puts all the action into one easy-to-bet menu. With Quick Picks, the biggest matchups and storylines are turned into parlays you can tap right into every day. Caesars Sportsbook. Don't just spectate. Participate. Open to new users in Illinois who are 21 or older. Max bet of $25 for doubled winnings. Max additional winnings, $2,500 per bet. Profit boost tokens expire 14 days after receipt. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, you know what? There's a table somewhere around here.
Listen, Cole, I'm apologizing on behalf of the show and the channel for the way that Jeremy treated you.
And I just
this conversation.
And I just want to apologize to the people for Jeremy. That's all. Not any specific reason, but yeah, man. Jersey J Cup this weekend, fired up. You know, big match. Me. And you know who?
Yeah, your
tag partner, baby.
Yeah.
Tag partner, baby.
You're gonna take an Alec Price. You've had his number.
Price City OG.
You've had his number though. You got two up on him.
Hey. But if I know Busta's always gonna bring his best. And never know. You never know. But yeah, it's definitely an intriguing first round match. Didn't expect to draw my tag team partner, but here we are. So yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Can you do like a double pin and then you both advance, or are you both out if you do that?
The very good question.
Just throwing out ideas for you, you know.
They do multi-man matches to move on in the so could happen.
If we pin the referee and count to three, does that count?
Sure. I think the referee somehow moves on in that case. Don't know how. It's just the rules of wrestling.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't think a double pin would work in this scenario. I think we would probably both end up taking it out, both literally and morally. I don't think that's kind of in either one of me and Alex's DNA. What I will say is I know how Alec is wired and how I'm wired. It's going to be competitive. Like, we don't have it in us to hold back. We don't have it in us to go 80%. We both only know how to go and just go 100%. So I'm not expecting a easy night in the office. I'm not expecting an easy match. I'm expecting to go in there with one of my best friends, my brother, my co-tag team champion, and we'll walk in there, we'll shake hands, we'll fight it out, and at the end of the match, win, lose, or draw, the garbage daddies will continue to go on, and one of us is going to win the tournament. That's the thing that sucks most, is it doesn't build up to me and Alec in the finals. Because I think if you put me or Alec on the either side of the bracket, and then we build that motherfucker to the end, it ends up Alec Price, Cole Radrick, because we're the two best going right now. But you right now, go ahead.
You guys are the GCW Tag Team Champions.
World Tag Team Champions.
GCW World Tag Team Champions. That's right. I was getting to there. Of you have taken
this is why I had to overseas. Apologize to the people. Joel would have hit that right on the head, you know.
Well, I mean, hold on. I'm going to let this is for journalistic integrity. I'm going to let Jeremy finish the question, and then we can assess whether or not he made the mistake. Jeremy, let's get the question.
You have taken the titles overseas. You've defended them in London. You've defended them in France as well, right?
No.
France, no, that didn't happen? Different.
Correct. London, okay. we defended them against Lycos Gym.
Yeah.
Which, okay. Lycos Gym fucking rules. Shout out Lycos Gym. Let's run that match back because that was sick. And I think people over here in the States honestly deserve to see that match. And they pushed me and Alec to our best. And I would like to run it back. You know, you're only like iron sharpens iron, and you're only as good as you push yourself to be. And that's kind of one of those things I like. And that's why I'm looking forward to Saturday, is because I know the type of wrestler Alec Price is. I know the way he moves, I know how he thinks, and it's going to be really interesting to see how I can use all that knowledge and see and apply it and see what we can do together. And I think at the end of the night, one of us is going to walk out. I think I have an idea who, but let's keep that to ourselves. It's going to be competitive. I'm sure at some point he's going to hit me. I'm going to hit him. And at the end of the night, loser buys the first beer. We go about our day.
What if you guys don't hit each other the entire match?
I don't think we will. I hope it doesn't come to that. I think either one of us is able to, you know, restrain ourselves in that sense. But I think at the end of the day, blood is thicker than water. He's one of my best friends. He's my brother. And no matter what, I think he's going to bring it just the same way I bring it. And only one of us can walk out the winner. And I think we both understand that.
So with all that in mind, it's a pretty vast field.
Yes, absolutely. It's fucking huge field.
I'm sure you've had a chance to look at least a couple of names. Is there anyone that really jumped out to you that you would look forward to taking on if you make it past Alec in the first round?
Amazing Red.
That's what I expected to hear.
Let's go.
You two, have you worked together before? Have you worked with
Never.
All right.
Never.
I was going to say, because you've been around the JCW, GCW talent for so long that like you would have faced almost everyone on this list, but I didn't know about Red. So Red would be a fun one for you.
Yeah, give me Amazing Red. That would be awesome. Second round, third round, final round. I don't care. I want it all, man. Let's go.
taking the titles to London, the GCW World Tag Team Championships, first title defense in London. By the way, Violence is Forever. They held those titles for like over 400 days, never took them out of the United States, never defended them outside of the United States, I should say. So to take them to London, has everything like started to sink in a little bit? Because you were busy immediately. You won the titles at Hammerstein. You stopped at a Sbarro's on the way home to Indiana. And then you went immediately overseas. Like going overseas after a week from a week at Hammerstein. And then now you're home. You had the show in Indiana. Things started to like sink in for you yet?
A little bit, yeah. You know, but you never try to take things for granted. You try to enjoy things in the moment. So, like, being able to travel over to Paris and London and to have these experiences with BZW and in Camden, it's just I'm very lucky. Like, I always tell anybody, like, don't get it wrong. I definitely worked hard, but I'm also very, very lucky. And to be able to go see the Eiffel Tower and to do it by doing my dream, to do during my meet and greet, meeting dozens and dozens of fans in France that literally, you know, paid extra to come and meet me. Like, those things are very humbling and I don't take them for granted. It's very unique from a small town guy to live that. And, it's just been busy, man. It's go. Not having really caught up on sleep and just trying to take it one day at a time and be thankful.
Jeremy Lambert, ever the professional, you should know VIF did put the tag titles up in
Canada. In Germany. Oh, I thought Germany.
Germany. Germany, they may have been. That was a WXW tour. That was
Okay. Okay. I thought Germany. If I'm being honest,
but Canada, they definitely brought it to Canada. And had tag title match. You were at that show.
Yeah, Jeremy. Oh, what the hell?
Canada doesn't count. Are you kidding me? Canada doesn't count.
Yo. Whoa, dude. Canada definitely counts.
It counts.
Shout out my family, Northern Crown. I love y'all. Canada definitely counts, bro.
We're going to be seeing you in a couple of weeks up here, aren't we?
Mexico North doesn't count.
Shout out my guy, John Wolf, in the chat. He's a legend, bro. Shout out the GCW Game Changer Weekly Podcast. Shout out John Wolf. That's my family from Vegas, bro. That's the man.
We do our homework. We just love to rag on each other when it comes to interviewing Rowdy Daddy.
Game Changer Weekly is a very good podcast. Everyone should check it out. It's on Body Slam.
And Fightful Overbook's pretty good too.
Nah, you don't have to praise us too much.
I'm praising Joel for sure.
Oh, fair.
Love Joel.
Fair.
Sure. When I come to work, everyone's happy.
Yeah, two show Joel over here. Sometimes coming to work. Not often, but sometimes.
Joel has to travel. Joel has to travel. You saw my travel setup. It wasn't that great.
That's fair. That's very fair. You teamed with Trevor Outlaw and Hayden Backlund. Hot Commodity is what the name?
Brother. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Why?
Listen, man, it was the unfortunate luck of the draw that, I was put in a situation that there was these two little birds. They needed to learn to fly. And, you know, I just had one wing here, one wing here. And I tried to teach them. I tried to show them the unfortunately, it didn't work out too well for Hot Commodity in our debut, but we did whip their ass on Saturday for Midwest Territory. Me and Alec kept the tag belts for the record. So, yeah, but fuck Trevor Outlaw.
Trevor Outlaw, yeah, he's kind of a jerk, right?
Yeah, I'm going to whip his ass at Freelance Wrestling at Logan Square in a couple weeks.
I'm interested in seeing that, having interacted with both of you at different times.
February 22nd, Chicago, Illinois.
My goodness, you're Logan busy. Square.
After you're the new
and then, well, that, I mean, that,
champion.
After. So get this, right? I'll win the Jersey J Cup. Next week, what Trevor Outlaw's ass in Logan Square Auditorium. Next day, me and Alec whip up the Bang, the artist formerly known as the Bang Bros, ass at Northern Crown of Canada. And then the week after that, I think it's like St. Louis and something else. So very busy boy, but we're going and going, baby. I'm very lucky and very thankful, very happy, and just always keep pushing.
Now, hold on. Who came up with Hot Coal Commodity as a name?
Well, Trevor Outlaw and Hayden Backlund are Hot Commodity.
Yeah, so you just kind of...
And then that cow!
You just put yourself in there. I don't know if someone was just like, we got to do a new team name, or if you were just like, no, just put me in there, but just slot myself in the middle. I don't know.
Commodity forever, brother.
Nobody wants to like actually team with Trevor Outlaw. That's not a real thing.
That's fair.
You're just kind of like, against your will, you just have to
do it. I mean, to be fair, Hayden is a Buffalo Bills fan, so it kind of checks out why he would be friends with Trevor Outlaw, so...
Does Trevor have a team? I don't know if he likes.
I think he's a Bears fan. Oh, I think he's more of a Bulls fan, unfortunately.
That's not any better, honestly. Yeah,
no.
Just support mediocre and lower. That's unfortunate.
Why does all Chicago sports suck right now? It's great.
I'm a Colts fan. But it's great to be an Indiana fan because Indiana's own Cole Radrick is going to win the gosh dang Jersey J Cup.
Why weren't you in the Royal Rumble? I was expecting you to show up, and I was like, oh, I'm waiting for all my friends are dead to hit. I was just waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you never showed up. I was a little disappointed. I had money on you.
I know, dude. They replaced me with a Bella. Wait, can you believe that?
I had heard from very credible, reliable sources that you were actually supposed to be number 31 in the Rumble.
Oh, that stupid bit. Stop it, Joel.
I didn't start it. I'm merely perpetuating the most awful bit in the all of wrestling Twitterverse.
The best bit is when Jeremy shows up to the Smitty this year.
When is it?
In August. I think we're now. We could probably announce the date here on here.
Hell yeah!
Publicly.
Okay.
Coming up, in April.
We'll announce a date in April. Okay.
Yes. So, but I, you know, I put age, but I showed speed instead of Cole. Okay, that's funny. Thanks, guys. Well,
you probably got lucky in that case.
The worst one is Jeremy hitting me up about getting my identification.
Oh, we brought that up on the show. Have you gotten yours yet? Have you gotten it? Is it in the mail?
We did that on the mail.
Joel, I appreciate for the good friend that you are.
I'm a journalist. I'm trying to get answers out here.
We are. Yes, it's very important for us to be on it. We have to be accurate. We cannot operate on assumption. We have to ask the hard questions. Sometimes, here's a good example. This past week, Kevin Owens tweets out something about buying Girl Guide cookies and he'll wrestle for the next 4 years, 11 months, and 29 days, whatever that was. And people are like, oh, he re-signed a contract. We can't just assume that. So we have to reach out and we have to make sure that it's official. And so it was. So this was us doing our due diligence and making sure that we dot our I's, cross our T's, and we make sure that you get your identification.
Would you take a spear from Braun Breaker? I'll go in a different direction. Would you take a spear from Braun Breaker?
Right after I put you through a table.
Would you spear Jeremy through the table?
This sounds terrible.
Good chance. There's a good chance.
Terribly fun.
Can you DM me when I won't spoil it. Can you DM me when the Smitty is?
Okay. I got you.
Because I got a busy August, you know, 12 kids. They got birthdays. And so a birthday might fall in that time.
But you know what leads to the Smitty? The Jersey J Cup.
Technically true. Yes.
And you get a guaranteed Garbage Daddy's victory. And the Jersey J Cup, one of us will walk out the winner and win the whole damn thing.
Hey, if you win the Jersey J Cup and you bring it all the way to the Smitty, would you put up the Smitty? Win the J Cup, or would you put the J Cup, the JCW World Championship? Would you put that up in the Smitty in a match?
There's a good chance I would put it up.
All right,
I would have to get the approval of Orange Crush.
I feel like a show of that caliber would merit a JCW World Championship defense.
Oh yeah, you know, while mentioning Orange Crush here, I want to mention shout out Orange Crush. He sponsored the Smitty last year. So, good, notable good guy, Orange Crush, for the record, so everybody knows. So, just wanted to shout him out. But, yeah, I'm very excited. My cat has decided to join up here. I got her some space on the desk, so she's really happy. I am fired up for this weekend. Jersey J Cup, big show, big tournament, stacked field. Rad Daddy winning the whole damn thing. I don't know.
I might be pulling out for you. I might cheer for you. I don't know.
I can't.
There's a lot of good people in this tournament. There's a lot of people I like.
Alexis Littlefoot, shout out. Hey, there are a lot of people to like, but you have your longtime pal, your buddy, your friend.
That's true.
Ready, Daddy.
Oh, shout out to King Potato. This whole time I thought you guys were saying Jersey Jacob. Someone needs
that should be an entrance.
Yeah, Jersey Jacob. Who on this field could be Jersey Jacob? Jack Cartwheel is going to be Jersey Jacob Cartwheel. I think I'm all about it. All right, Cole. We're going to let you go. We're going to look some kitties. Go check them out. Check out the Jersey Jacob. It's this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Wedding Ball, New Jersey. Tickets are go to the Jersey CW on Twitter. It's got a link to the tickets. Get some there. Ratty Daddy wants to go full way. Get it done, but you got to go through your teammate first. Anything you want to go
over? Hey, Alec, love you, brother. I'll see you Saturday.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.